Welcome to Real Estate Coach Radio, the place you go to make real estate dough.
A happy Monday morning to you, and welcome to another great week of Real Estate Coach Radio, packed with great tips on how to grow your real estate business. I'm Bernice Ross, the CEO of realestatecoach.com and your host for today's show. This week, Jimmy Mackin, our resident Facebook group expert, is back with a terrific five-part series called Facebook Marketing Cheat Sheet, 5 ways to use Facebook to generate more business. In our Real Estate Dough Training Minute, I'm beginning a 10-part series on how to sell your buyers a lucky house. Byron Van Arsdale has a great Working Smarter tip on where you can find help for your office, blog, website design, or just about anything else that you need for your business.
Now, Bernice Ross with today's guest mentor.
Today, I'm really happy to welcome back Jimmy Mackin, the co-founder of Frugal, a Facebook group dedicated to identifying the best deals and the best technology for today's busy real estate agent. Jimmy, many of our listeners are overwhelmed by the fire hose of comments that they get on their Facebook wall. What is your advice on how listeners can use their Facebook accounts to build the relationships that lead to increased referrals?
One of the biggest mistakes that agents make when they're using Facebook is they go right into their news feed. And the Facebook news feed consists of all the updates from all the people and all the pages that you follow. And as a result of that, you have this sort of fire hose of content just sprayed on you, and there's just too much information. So we feel completely overloaded. And what happens is we end up just kind of not doing anything. We go on our news feed, we look at a few updates, and then we go on with the rest of our day. Nothing actually happens. There's no interactions with consumers. There's no relationships really being built. So what you need to do as a real estate agent is you need to identify what are the top 10 clients that you want to stay in contact with using Facebook. And then what you can do is you can create a list. I typically call these my MVCs, which stands for most valuable connections. You add them to the list, and then you can simply click on that list on Facebook, and all you'll see now in your custom news feed is the updates from those people that you really want to be in contact with. It's a fantastic way to filter through the noise, and I highly recommend doing that if you haven't done it already.
The Real Estate Dough Training Minute with Bernice Ross from realestatecoach.com.
Welcome to day one of our 10-part series, How to Sell Your Buyers a Lucky House. Why would one of the most successful owner brokers in the country put an anvil under his bed and a horse trough out in the back of his multi-million dollar home? His response is, well, it saved my business $400,000 in just one day. If you like to sell more listings in less time, as well as helping your buyers find a lucky house, familiarizing yourself with the ancient art of Chinese feng shui is a great place to begin. Fen means wind and shui means water. Feng shui is a Chinese traditional discipline which studies the way in which human beings coexist in harmony with nature by balancing the five elements: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. According to my friends who sell real estate in Beverly Hills, approximately 20% of all buyers and sellers now invite a feng shui expert in to assist them in either preparing their home for sale or selecting the right home to purchase. While some people may consider this to be superstitious, thousands of others swear by the results. On tomorrow's show, we'll get into more details on exactly what to do to sell your buyers a lucky house.
Working smarter.
Whether you need someone to set up your blog, write copy for your newsletter, or help you with mailings, a great resource is elance.com. That's ELANCE.com. Bernice and I have personally used elance.com to locate the designers for our real estate negotiation game, Real Estate Dough. We also used Elance to find the graphic designers for our websites, as well as for the covers of our books. To use Elance, you pay a small fee to publish your RFP or request for proposal. Your job is then posted and contractors bid on it. In terms of who to select, it's better to choose someone who has multiple high ratings than one person with a single high rating.
The last word.
Our last word today comes from Ethel Barrett. We would worry less about what others think of us if we realized how seldom they do. Be sure to tune into Real Estate Coach Radio tomorrow as Jimmy Mackin returns with his advice on how to manage your Facebook Most Valuable Connections list. I'll be back with more tips on how to keep your buyers from buying an unlucky house. In tomorrow's Working Smarter segment, Byron Van Arsdale shares a simple way to increase buyer and seller satisfaction. Thanks for joining us today on Real Estate Coach Radio. Now go out and make lots of real estate dough in your real estate business.
If you're ready to make more real estate dough, join us again for Real Estate Coach Radio. Real Estate Coach Radio is produced free each day by Kevin Turner and Bernice Ross. The thoughts, opinions, and views expressed by the speakers are not necessarily those of the producers.